Welcome to Workshop Wednesdays with Tony Gambone, where you will learn how to build your business and take it to the next level. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. And of course, it is Wednesday, and we're here at Workshop Wednesday Radio here at the Tough Talk Radio Network. Super excited about my show today. I have been out of the studio for a couple weeks, and I'm just excited to be back on the air as normal. You know, after doing a show for close to 7 years, you kind of get used to the weekly show. And when you're away from it, well, I tend to miss it. It kind of compares to our jobs. You know, we're passionate as business owners about our business. And when we spend time away from it, we feel like we're losing the grip of it. We feel like we're not going to be able to hold on to what we have, and we're going to just lose it overnight. Well, that's a hard battle. Sometimes we need to get over ourselves. And as I always struggle with, I have a hard time sometimes recognizing when it's time to move forward to the next level. And I don't know how many people out there struggle with that, but I know staying focused in my business has been something that I've been doing for close to 7 years now. And radio is part of my business. And one of the things that I tend to skip by is being prepared for what's coming in the future. A lot of times we have a business, and let's be honest, folks, everything we do is done by others. You're a lawyer, you're a printer, you're a web designer, you're a radio talk host. Whatever it is that you do, a speaker, an author, it doesn't matter. If it has a title, someone else is doing it as well. So that is not brand new information. What is information that we need to pay attention to, that is someone is always, always trying to be able to do what we do, make it simpler, cheaper, better. Okay, and so if we don't stay up on what's going on in our business, what our competition is doing, well, you know, we'll lose it overnight. And a lot of times we don't know what our competition is doing. It just happens. Ask taxi. You know, the taxi cab company was doing great. And then all of a sudden Uber showed up. And when Uber showed up, it was like, uh-oh, we didn't plan on that taking place. So what happened? A lot of things. A lot of things that still haven't been caught up to. So it's always someone out there trying to improve what it is that you do. Someone's always trying to make it a better situation, easier to use. So as you're doing your daily business, keep in mind that you can be replaced overnight by something newer, better, easier, cheaper. Okay. Now, is it going to be the same service you did? Probably not. But does that matter to the consumer? Not most of the time. A lot of times, our consumers are looking at what it costs to do something. Of course, they're the ones that are complaining afterwards that they didn't get what they thought they were going to get because they were looking at cost, not value. So if you're like me and you know that you've gone back and searched and looked over it and searched and seen where you might have some leaks in your boat, where there might be some places where people could slip in and do better, and you fix them, that's all you can do. And in the meantime, keep looking ahead how you can make your process more affordable without giving up the service provided, maybe making it automated, maybe bringing in outside help, putting a team together. I'm not really sure what it is that you do and how you could benefit from it. And I'm not telling you to stop what you're doing and change it. What I'm telling you to do is be aware that you are replaceable. And if you are aware of it, you're going to try to safeguard whatever it is you can safeguard. Now, let's face it, there's a lot of people you can't please, no matter what you do. And you don't want to go underbidding yourself. Your price is your price. Your process is your process. But if you can see how you can trim it down to get value and still receive the affordable cost that will help you stay in business, then that's something you can stay with. If you're getting bidded out of the market, maybe your prices are higher than everyone else is charging, well, that doesn't mean you have to lower your prices. Maybe you need to shift your target. Maybe you need to specify a different niche. maybe you need to move into a different category of prospects. Just a lot of different things that you could do. Now, one of the things that I think is important is that you have conversation with others, people that are like-minded, people that you look up to because they're successful, hard workers, committed to service, committed to providing what it is that they do to everyone, passionate, but not overboard with it. Okay, so not shoving it down your throat. They don't have all the answers, but they are someone that you can get an honest feedback from. And when you sit down with two or three people like that, maybe one at a time or maybe as a group, you can have conversation that will allow you to be able to better what you do. You will allow you to understand what you're offering, that you haven't overlooked something. It's not all about what you think is going to work. You're opening up that mindset to be able to improve what you do to make things better. Now, is it easy to have someone come in and say, hey, you need to change this and change that? No, because you work hard at it. You work hard at making sure that what you do is, you know, a good service or a product. But that doesn't always mean it's service or the right product. That doesn't mean you're always providing what's best for the client. What it means is you're doing the best that you can. So having outside eyes, having an outside situation allows you to understand the market a little bit better. You know, maybe you're not asking the right questions. Maybe you're delivering more features than benefits. You know, everybody wants to know what's in it for them. How do you know if your delivery is right? Do you know because of the amount of sales that you have? Well, let's say you said yes to that. Well, do you think you can improve your sales? I'm hoping you say yes to that. So there is room for improvement. So there is room for a little bit of a different conversation, a different process, a different target market. There's a whole bunch of different things that we can do to make things better for our clients and for ourselves to understand. Because, look, we don't know what we don't know, and if we don't challenge ourselves to know more, well, then we're not providing everything that we can provide. And what's going to happen in 3 or 4 years, you're going to find yourself jumping into a new business. Now, I'm not saying that your business isn't going to grow to a point where it's not a service anymore with new technology coming out. That's always a possibility. But what I'm saying to you is if you're paying attention, you can enlarge that umbrella and fit more things under there that will take you to another piece of that or another side of it. So it's important to pay attention. It's important to stay educated. It's important to have an open mind. It's important to ask people questions. It's very, very important to receive the answers with an open mind, not a personal connection. Not as it's not, you know, you're doing it wrong. It's just a matter of maybe you could do it differently. Now, I know, you know, when you talk to your children or your spouse, and they tell you you're doing something wrong, first thing you do is get defensive. And that's because we think everyone's just supposed to support us. But the truth of the matter is, if you ask someone for your help and they give you feedback, you have to receive it with the same energy that you asked for it with. So it's important. Because if that person sees that you're getting uptight about it, they're going to stop giving you the feedback. If you stop getting the feedback, that means you shut the door on opening your mind up to a whole other process. You got to start over. So is it worth it? You tell me. For me, I'm always asking questions. That's what I do for a living. As I'm a radio host, I'm always asking people different questions. But think back about it. Okay, when you were a child, when you were in high school, when you went to college, you got married, okay, when you had children, when you got your job, you came home from work, you're always asking a question. Now, is it an important question? Sometimes. Is it a stupid question? Sometimes. But it's still a question. Question is still spelled the same way and has the same definition. So utilize the experience you have in asking questions by sitting down with like-minded people, people that are being successful at what they do, people like yourself that might need help in what they do, and have that conversation openly. Be open about it. Don't think that because you have survived paying your bills and you show a little bit of a savings account in your business that you've mastered it. Because I'm here to tell you, overnight it could be gone. You know, they say it takes 20 years to become an overnight success. Well, that same 20 years can make you a failure. It's the way you look at it. It's the way you position yourself. It's the way that you react from something that takes place. Now, do I wake up every morning with the warm and fuzzy smile about getting to work today, singing hi-ho, hi-ho, hi-ho? No. But I have to make up my mind before I get out of the bedroom. Because, you know, you get up out of the bed, you got to walk to that one favorite stop that you go in the morning, and then you got to walk out of the bedroom. And by the time that happens, you should make up your mind to be positive no matter what happens. And it's easy to do then because so far, nothing has happened. Nothing has gone wrong. You're on the way to get coffee or juice or breakfast or get your kids up for school. Whatever it is, you have to make sure that you maintain the positive experience. Because if you don't, how can you expect anyone else to be positive around you? Now, you know, you might have heard me say this before. I have this thing where I say to my wife, you're entering into my 3-foot circle, and you're bringing negativity into the circle. Well, that's kind of funny. We laugh, I laugh, and then she goes away. And then there's times where she says, hey, wait a minute, what's that on your cheek? Is that negativity? Is it inside your circle? You better get that out of there. So we're all guilty of being negative from time to time. And it's almost impossible to be positive every single minute of the day. But the challenge is working on it, making sure that you have someone that's around you that will point out when you're not looking positive, when you're not thinking positive, when you're not giving it a positive attitude. Because that means you're not giving it your best. When we're negative, we're building excuses not to be successful. When we're positive, we're building excuses that take us down. We're not even building excuses. We're building a path to become successful. So it's important that you, as a person, understand the things in life that you do are going to be the results of what you get. The actions that you take, the choices that you make, okay, being positive or negative, is going to make a difference in your life, your health, your relationships, your business. And let's face it, folks, I mean, you know, business is great. But if you don't have a good relationship at home, or a good relationship with your business associate, life sucks. So it's a decision that you need to make. Now, first thing everybody says is, oh, that's not me. That's the first sign that you should look in the mirror and have that conversation with yourself. And if you get to the mirror and you have that conversation, the next step is to, when you have not convinced yourself that it's, you know, that you're that person, find someone that knows you real well and tell them no matter how they answer, you will not be mad at them, but tell them to, and listen to the truth, listen to the answer. Give it 24 hours before you respond to it. Just listen to it, soak it in, give it 24 hours before you respond to it. It will allow you to push the emotional piece of it aside. Did you ever notice how people purchase? Well, of course you have. You're a business owner. You're selling all day long. People purchase off an emotional connection. 8 out of 10, after they purchase, think, why did I really do that? Oh, I can't afford to do that. That's not really what I wanted to do. They were caught in the moment. And when we ask someone an honest question, we ask them a question for an honest answer, what we want is an honest answer. But if we react off emotion, then what happens is we say the thing that keeps them from ever being honest with us again. We say the thing that makes our brain close like a trap door, and it causes problems within ourselves. Because we can't be good at anything until we improve ourselves. And if you ask others how they can help you improve, listen to what they say. And I'll bet you in 24 hours you'll have a different answer. If you don't believe me, I'll give you a challenge. Ask someone that question. Don't respond to them. Go write down your response. Look at it again in 24 hours. See if your feeling has changed. It will be the thing that will remind you that sometimes listening is the most important part of your life. It could be your children, your spouse, your business, your client, a neighbor, a stranger, anybody. But if we take our time in reacting, we'll be way better off in all the decisions that we make. Because, hey, have you ever spit it out and then heard it come back and go, oh, that's not what I meant to say? I didn't mean it that way. Of course you have. But what does that do for you? It hasn't helped you get out of the situation. It doesn't mean that the people haven't made that little mark next to your name that makes them go, beware. And then so we're going to take a commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to continue the show. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Lorenzano is an elite, international certified, high-performance coach, author, and speaker with over 15 years' experience helping clients transform so that they are living bolder, happier, and more successful lives. Through a combination of her world-class coaching program and exclusive assessments, her mission is to get to the crux of your issues quickly and accurately, and then guide you to achieve sustained and higher levels of clarity, joy, energy, connection, influence, and overall performance in every area of your life. To learn more or to contact Lauren, go to laurenjano.com.